Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm going to be ministering all of this weekend on how to fulfill God's will for your life. And this is actually a follow-up to two other Gospel Truth seminars that I've done this year. I started out in Orlando and I taught on how to find God's will. And then when I was in Atlanta, I taught on how to follow God's will. Some people run all of this together, but you know, it's one thing to find God's will. That's an important step, and that's what I spent five teachings establishing, about how important it is to know that God created you with a purpose. And I'm not going to go back and teach over that, but you know, when I taught on that in Orlando, we had about 80, at least, maybe 90% of the people stood to say that they don't know for certain that they are fulfilling or have found God's will for their life. And you know, that's tragic. I can guarantee you, you will not fulfill God's will accidentally. Fate doesn't just make you all of a sudden find God's will. There's a lot of people that just assume that we just do the best we can and God sovereignly controls and make things happen. I spend a lot of time teaching against that. There are scriptural examples that you have to, God will show you His will and then you have to pursue it. It does not automatically come to pass. And most people do not have a definite revelation of God's will for their life. So that's the first thing I taught about. But then I use Moses as an example and other people to show that even though you know God's will, that doesn't mean that you're going to follow it and do it God's way. We tend to lean unto our own understanding. And there are many people that have a revelation or at least some degree of understanding about God's will for their life, but they're going about it in their own strength and in their own power, and they mess things up tremendously. So it's not enough just to find God's will. You've got to learn how to follow God's will. And I spent, counting those two Gospel Truth seminars, there's 10 teachings on just that. But then you have to also learn how to fulfill. It's one thing to find what God's will is and start moving in that direction. But did you know, really, anybody can start? Amen. It's not the starters that we talk about, it's the people that learn how to finish. And if I had time, I think I could prove this to a greater degree, but really it doesn't need proving. Every one of us have seen people that have started out well and they fall by the wayside. They get shot down along the way. And I tell you, there are the body of Christ is just strong. The way is, you know, just cluttered with people who have fallen out by the wayside. I've actually heard a statistic, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but that there's something like 80% of all Spirit-filled Christians that don't even go to church. I don't know if it's that high, I don't even know if that's accurate, but I bet you that it's close to 50% or more. Some of you don't have the perspective of going through the charismatic move, and I mean, there were millions and millions and millions of people touched by the power of God in a significant way. And not all of those are in church today. If they were, our churches couldn't hold all of the people. There's lots of people that have been touched by God and at one time were on fire for God. And today, other people around them couldn't even tell that they had a relationship with God. And I'm not meaning to say something bad, but I'm saying if these statistics hold true, which again, I don't know if it's 80%, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not 50%. And if those statistics hold true, then just take 50% of this group right here. There's some of you right now that, you know, the very fact that you're at this meeting, this isn't your nod to God crowd on Sunday morning. You aren't paying your debt, your duty. You're probably the fanatics that come out here on a Thursday night to listen to somebody. So this isn't your average crowd, but I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a large percentage of people sitting right here that right now you're excited and you're seeking and you're wanting the things of the Lord, but there's not everybody is going to finish their race. And so you've not only got to find God's will and learn how to start following and not leaning under your own understanding, but you have to learn how to fulfill God's will. And that's what I'm going to be focused on. Let me also say that I've already found God's will for my life without a shadow of a doubt. And I know it. And so I spoke with a boldness and an authority that comes from the fact that I can prove to you I found God's will for my life. And I've also been following God's will for my life. So those two things are already past. And I've spoken with a great degree of authority on that. You know what? I haven't finished my course yet. I'm closer than I used to be. But it'll be until either the Lord comes back or until I go to be with the Lord, whether you see whether I'm able to continue on. But I've been at it now for 42 years, and I have no plans of turning back. And God has spoken some supernatural things to me, and I really believe that I've got some things to share about how do you stay on track? How do you keep what God has done in your life fresh? It's really up to you. It's not God that determines whether you continue on or not. You know, there's so many people today that they come and they talk about, have you gotten hungry? Have you gotten dry? Have you left your first love? And they talk about all of these things and they want a new outpouring and a fresh touch. And oh God, come and revive us. And there's truths in all of that. I hadn't got time to say everything I know in these series. There are partial truths there. But the one thing that's wrong with all of that is most people, when they get dry, when they get hungry, when they feel like that their life has leveled out and they don't any longer have that same momentum that they used to have, basically they go back to God and say, oh God, what's wrong? God, would you touch me? And they are waiting on God to do something in their life. It is not God that knocks the wind out of your sails. It is not God who has determined that His power in your life just ceases after a certain period of time. It has an expiration date on it, and you have to have a new, fresh touch from God all of the time. It's totally up to you whether you stay full of God. It's up to you how full of the joy of the Lord you are. Thank you for that. Amen and right on. Rest of you are thinking about this like, No, we've got to pray and ask God to pour out His Spirit. As if God is the one up there with His arms folded saying, no, I'm not going to do anything until another 100,000 of you get to praying. It's not God who's held back revival. You know who's held back revival? People sitting right here in these seats, all of us. You're the one that determines how much of God is flowing in this earth. God isn't the one that determines it. If it was up to God, everybody would be overwhelmed with the power of God. But the problem is He has to flow through people, and we limit God, and our traditions and doctrines of man and different things stop it. And so anyway, there's some things I'm going to be sharing with you that I believe are going to make a huge, huge difference. And so let me just say that this is a continuation of talking about how to find God's will. And if you don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt what God's will is, you need that first teaching on how to find God's will. If you have even found God's will and have maybe a direction, but you don't know how to follow God, you need that second teaching. And then, yes, this is going to benefit all of you, but you really need to get this as a set. We've actually entitled it our God's Will Package. And there's going to be a total of 3 albums, 15 teachings. We've already got, I think we have the 2 previous teachings on how to find God's will and how to follow God's will. They're already back there from those 2 previous things. I'll be teaching this, I think it starts in July on our television broadcast. We've already made the programs, but I think it's July it'll start. But you can go ahead and get that and it'll be a blessing to you. Let's turn over to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. And I'm going to share a really, really simple truth with you tonight that is so simple, you got to have somebody to help you to misunderstand this. But you know what? We've had a lot of help. And this can really, really help you. It's so simple, again, that you shouldn't even have to say this, but it's amazing how many people don't understand this. And let me give one last word of introduction before I get right into it. I teach on the grace of God so much so that I have thousands of people talk about that they've been under this legalistic thing, thinking God will only move in their life if they do everything right. And they've got to earn this as a way that most people have been taught. They think they have to be holy enough. And I really preach that God's never had anybody qualified working for Him yet. That none of us deserve things. You have to just humble yourself and receive it as a gift. And I emphasize this, and I think this is one of the things that God has raised this ministry up, is because it's not being emphasized in the body of Christ the way that it should. And there are millions of people getting set free. These groups that just came back from Thailand and Nicaragua, they were just constantly saying, these people don't know the simplest little truth that God's not mad at them and that He's a good God. And when you share these truths, miracles happen. Miracles happen. And I am convinced that that message on the grace of God is true. But there is this pendulum effect that, you know, the body of Christ, in my estimation, is way out of balance over here, talking about that you got to be holy, you got to earn the things of God, you got to do all of this. And then they hear somebody preaching on the grace of God and they think, man, it's not according to my holiness. Even though I haven't done everything right, I have a Savior and I receive it through a Savior. And so they come from this extreme over here, and instead of stopping in the middle with that truth, they go to another extreme over here to where, well, then praise God, it doesn't matter what I do. I don't have to do anything. It's all Jesus. Well, there is a balance. And you know, this book that I have entitled Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith addresses this same thing. But I'm saying that there is a tendency for people who have been extreme over here in legalism to hear the truth about the freedom and the liberty in Christ, and they come over to a place to where they just quit living a holy life. And not only talking about the big cardinal sins, but they just quit seeking the Lord as much, and they quit doing things because, after all, they don't have to do it. It's all up to God. What I'm going to share with you tonight, and this is real simple, is that if you want to fulfill God's will in your life, if you've already seen it, know what it is, if you've started following God, if you want to finish your course and cross the finish line a winner, you're going to have to learn to obey God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU17C titled Learn to Obey when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to become a part of what God is doing here in Colorado Springs. This is where we're training our Bible college students, and they are literally going around the world. I'm convinced that this is how God has ordained that we change the body of Christ, is through discipleship, and that's what we're doing. We're building a headquarters where we can have a campus with 3,000 students. And to do that, it just takes a lot of money. God has supplied us with a beautiful acreage in Woodland Park that we're calling the Sanctuary. And we're calling the people who help us accomplish this project and raise up a first-class Bible college campus, our foundation builders. I ask you to pray about it and then call and become a foundation builder today.